Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day, it was a Tuesday, and we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovator.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night, and when Chris Gizzi, you know, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
No doubt.
Good old-fashioned champagne celebration in the Brewers Clubhouse. Tausch, there's no NFL equivalent for that, is there? I don't recall the stogies and the champagne in the locker room.
No, unfortunately, there's not. And, you know, you see that with the NBA. I can remember when the Lakers won titles in the 80s, growing up as a kid, and you'd see, you know, dumping beer on Pat Riley's head and smoking, you know, Red Auerbach smoking stuff. And so I don't necessarily know. I think from a football standpoint, you know, if you win a division, they throw you a hat and a T-shirt and you put that on. But there's never a case where you're smoking stogies and you're, you know, throwing beers at each other. I don't know. And I don't really know why that's the case. But I think we... You know, as Brewers fans and watching this this golden era of Brewers baseball, it's so cool to see. And then, you know, obviously the Bob Uecker part of this is always, I think, what really, you know, the team has done great and you're celebrating that. But I think we all know Uecker's, what, 90? I don't even know how old Bob Uecker is.
And he is. I know he's 90.
Isn't that crazy? And he's still down there. I just, when you see that, it just brings a lot of joy to you. But I don't know why football we didn't or don't do that to the same degree. There's not like, it should be actually more, because with baseball, they probably have a game the next day. Or, you know, in this case, football, we always have a week. So I don't know why that's the case. It's actually, maybe we need to do a little research or a little investigation and see why that's not the case.
Would you have desired one? Is that what you know, is that what you want? You clinch that division,
so.
You go in there and get doused?
I think so. And, you know, for football, you set your goals, win the division. And baseball is probably the same thing. You get a wild card, find a way to get advanced. And especially, you know, I'm guessing because baseball is such a longer grind that you need to celebrate that more. Whereas football, it's 16 weeks, which is a grind in itself, 17 weeks now. It's such a grind, but I don't know if we celebrate enough. I always get a kick out of people that will say, well, don't celebrate this because your bigger goals ahead. Well, man, it's a long journey. And if you're not going to like enjoy it and celebrate it, I think that's where you have to take the joy and run with it. Otherwise, what are you doing? So everybody knows that you want to win more and you want to get the next one. And this next celebration is going to be bigger. But I think baseball's got it right, man. They understand that, you know, this is not easy to do. And when you do it, you better enjoy it and celebrate it. And I think football probably should take that from what baseball's doing and start implementing it into their celebration games.
Got to get a quick take from you on Jordan Love before we let you go today. So Love practiced. He was, quote, limited in practice.
So how many yards does he throw on Sunday?
Eric's convinced he's playing Sunday. I'm not yet, and it didn't seem like that was imminent, but it's good that he's back out there.
It is good that he's back out there. We, you know, on our show yesterday, we were kind of, it was so fun to watch this game Sunday because, you know, people were doubting the team and Malik Willis. But when Jordan Love is healthy, he should play. I think there's always that, you know he's going to push to compete to get back out there. It's a long season, and I want to make sure that he's healthy, but it's obviously a great step. I think we all thought that he wasn't going to be available to play the first 3 or 4 weeks, and now that process got sped up. But I would like to see them be very cautious with him, because he is going to be our quarterback for a long time, and I don't want him going out there 1 week earlier than maybe. Let's see if we can pull this off with Malik Willis if Jordan Love can't practice fully and really feel like he can defend himself when he's out there playing.
It's good times in Wisconsin sports. Thanks, Tausch.
You bet.
7:59, top of the hour news, just ahead.